Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. We try for every other Tuesday, Bez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah to anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Bez Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Reb Yitzchak Saflis of Bottom Line Marketing Group. As a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. So last year we talked about the Baal Amor, still in the Rishayim. So I felt that we should talk about his einikel, as we mentioned last year, the ra'ah, before we try and get back to some achroinim. So we're going to talk about Rabbi Aaron Halevi, known as the ra'ah. We mentioned last week in the Akdama to Bedek Habayis, the ra'ah writes, Omar Aaron Halevi, ben Reb Yosef, ben Reb ben Vinisti, ben Reb Yosef. And then as we mentioned last week, the Chidah says you have to add in, Ben Reb Zrachya, the Baal Amor, Ben Reb Yitzchak, Ben Zrachya, Ben Reb Shem Tov Halevi Zal. So it comes out his father was Reb Yosef, his grandfather was Reb Ben Viniste, his great-grandfather was Reb Yosef, and his great-great-grandfather was Reb Zrachya, the Baal Amor. As the Chida writes in Shem HaGdolim, Neched Shel HaRaza Baal Amor, he is an einikel of the Raza, Reb Zrachya Halevi, the Baal Amor. And as we mentioned, I think as well, the Yisoid Oila Maimer Dalid Perik Yud Ches calls them Mizera Nisiyim, from the family of Nisiyim. We have encountered this family of Nisiyim throughout some of our travels through the Rishonim. The Ron Brachas Yud Aleph and Beis, he quotes Verav Sabazal, and my Rav, the grandfather, which he's referring to, the Baal Amor, calls him Saba. Kosav. The Shalosh Brachas Eilu, he's talking about the three Brachas of Birchas HaTorah, Keneged Mikra Umedrash Umishnah. So when you learn the Ra, it's just called Saba, you don't know who he's referring to. He's referring to the Baal Amor. If you look in Baal Amor over there in Brachas, he grad it doesn't say Mikra, Medrash, and Mishnah. He says Torah, Mishnah, and Medrash. The Magia in the Ra'an Brachas wants to be Miyash of them. But Lamaisa, that is the Ra'a quoting the Baal Amor. As we said, his father's name was Reb Aaron. In Chiddush Yaran, Bava Matia, Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Amaschel Leisha, the Ran brings Vikasa V'ra'a B'Shem Ovivzal, that the Ra'a quotes his father. His grandfather, Reb Ben Vinisti, in Shita Mekubetzes, Bava Kama Memhe Amud Beis, he writes, the Ra'a writes over there, Motzasi L'Adoiniz Kenya Rab Ben Vinista Alevizal. In Sukkah Lamites, V'chei Matzosi B'imrei Adoine Zekeini, Rev Ben Viniste Alevi Zal, I found in the sayings of my grandfather. It seems his mother's name was Clara. Now, how do we know that? There's a sefer called Toldos HaYehudim B'Sfarad HaNeitzoris. I saw a quote in numerous places. I did not find the sefer itself. But over there, it seems that it's written there that later on in his life, as we'll see, the king of Aragon, which they call him Fredro, but I think that's Peter III of Aragon, chose the Ra'ah to settle a judgment, a beirus, a case that was going on in Zaragoza, and he quotes him as Aaron Dina Clara, which I'm assuming means Aaron the one of Clara, based on his mother's name. Now, from his mother's side, he was an einikel of Reb Aaron Milunil. In Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Amud Beis, he writes, Tiritz Adoni Zekeinu Rav Reb Aaron Ben Adineinu Rav Meshulam Zal, that my grandfather Reb Aaron, the son of Reb Meshulam. Now, he continues over there, after he brings that Teretz, V'chein Pirish Rav Adoni Zekeinu Rav Zerachi Alevi Zal. So he's quoting both grandparents from both sides, Reb Aaron Milunil on one side, and he's quoting the Razah on the other side. Now, this Reb Aaron Milunil was a son of Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam, we mentioned in the Shir on the Ravid, the Baal HaSagas, the Ravid HaShlishi, the ones HaSagas on the Rambam, he was the Rebbe of the Ravid. In the Masos of Reb Binyamin, Sefer Rabbi Yamin Mitudila. Hasayis Rabbi Yamin Tudila. He writes, V'sham in Lunil is Rabbeinu Meshulam Harav Agadozal. V'chabisha bonav chachamim gedolim v'ashirim. We may have mentioned this at that time, but I don't remember. And he has five sons, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Asher HaParush. Shenifrish min Yoni Olam, Rabbi Asher the Parush, who separated himself from in Yoni Olam, Va'omed al HaSefer Yomim V'Laila, and he sits and he learns, or he stands and he learns, maybe not literally, day and night. Umisane, he fasts, Ve'ino Echabatsi, doesn't he meet, V'uchachem Gadol B'Talmud. Now when Brachas Chafalaf Amid Aleph, the Ra'ah brings Pirish Adaini Harab Rabasher, Ben Adinenu Zekenenu Harab Mishulam Zal. He's talking about over there a Bracha Shein Etzricha. The Aser Iser Bracha Shein Etzricha is only Midurabanan. People think a lot of times that making a Bracha Levatala or Bracha Shein Etzricha is an Iser Derais of Lesisa Shein Hashem Lekechel Hashav. But Pashas is not like that. Most Rishayim hold not like that. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's only Durabanan. And even though the Gemara says it's out this of Leisisa, it's only Asmachta Ba'alma. Because just to explain it, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Lekechel Hashav is not to say Hashem's name in vain. When you say a bracha and you bless Hashem for whatever it is, you're not saying His name in vain. Chazal didn't want people just saying Hashem's name in brachas, even though it's not in vain, because it becomes very hefker. So they made an isser that how you can make brachas, only when you're eating or being nana, and there's bracha levatala, bracha shein etzricha. But it's not an isser day raisa. Saying Hashem's name in vain is actually saying it in vain. It's only derabbanan. So that's what he brings, b'tshem, Rev Asher, the son of Adinenu Zekenenu, Harab Mishulam, who was, again, the brother of Rav Aaron Milunil, the Zayda of the Ra'ah. In Tshuvas Ritva Simin Memtes, we've mentioned this a few times, there's a tshuva over there that's actually from the Ra'ah, not from the Ritva. So over there he says, Harav Adinenu Deidenu, Harav Rabash. Over there he calls him our uncle, Ben Adinenu Zekenen Rav Mishulam, V'Rabboi Haraza. So he says that this Rav Asher actually learned by the Balamar. So his great-great uncle, whatever, however many times it is, actually learned, on one side, actually learned by the Balamar, who is his Zayda, on the other side, Adinenu Zekenenu. Now, Taistus Bavakama Samach Dalud Amar Alev and Samach Dalud Amar Beis says, Shoal Harav Osher Milunil Eshari. Now you know, now I know I should say, maybe you knew this already, who this Rav Osher is. Rav Osher is the brother of Rabar Milunil, the son of Rabbeinu Mishulam. So that's his family. It's not clear exactly when he was born, the Ra'ah, when he was born, where he was born, or when he was born. The Sefer Kafter Beperach, when he calls him, now Kafter Beperach was not long after the Ra'ah, he calls him Rabbeinu Aaron HaLevi Girondi, meaning he was from Girona. Maybe that's where he was born. Ben Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yosef, in Barcelona, who eventually he was from Barcelona. Whether it means Rabbi Yosef was in Barcelona, we know for sure the Ra'ah was in Barcelona, but the fact that he called her Aaron HaLevi Girondi, which sounds like he was maybe born in Girona, and later on in Barcelona. When he was born exactly, we don't know, but it's assumed that it was at the end of Ho'ela Faravi, which means in the 1230s. And the 1230s. His Rebbe Muvakos the Ramban. In Sukkah Lamates Amud Aleph, that we mentioned before, that he quoted his both Zaydas there, he says, Zeh Klal Gadol, this is a Klal Gadol. And he writes, Zeh Klal Gadol Bebrachas, Kibalti Mipi Rabbeinu Amuva, Karav Rabbeinu Moshe, Meram Nachman Zal, So I was a Kabbalist from Rabbeinu Hamuvok, the Ramban, V'chei Matzasi, Zekeinu Rabben Venistizal, and I also found it in the writings of my Zayda, Rabben Venistizal. In his Akdama to Brachas, the Ra'ah writes about the Rif, and he writes, Chach me'adiris asher lufaneinu, yishalu bahem kasha yishal ish bidvar likim, that the Chach me'adiris lufaneinu, they view the Rif with like asking the Dvar likim, L'goido milus harav agodo, to the greatness of the, how great the Rif was. Asher Chibra, that he composed his Sefer, the Rif. Ashadoini Zikeni Razal, it's so much so that they were Machshiv, the Rif, that my grandfather, the Balamar, Chibra Aleim Sefer Nichbad, he wrote a Chashiv, a Sefer on the Rif, Hanikra Sefer Amar. Diktek achareyem veheshiv aleyem, and he was medactic in the words of the Rif, and he asked on them. Umayri harav Ramayshazal and my Rebbe the Ramban, Boachareyem, Lahamid Divra Rabbeinu Yitzchak Avasi. He came after the Baal Amar and he came to answer up and to show how the Rif was right. Shaya Omur Hayamini Patish Achazok. The Rif was Omur Hayamini, the Patish Achazok, a very strong hammer, and Omur Hayamini and the right pillar to show who the Rif was. So this was his Rebbe, was the Ramban. Now, in the tshuva that we mentioned before that's brought in Tshuva Saritva, over there, the Ramban brought, the Ra'ah brought something b'shem the Ramban, and the Rajba asked on him, and he said that if you look in the Ramban, it says the opposite of what the Ra'ah quotes. So the Ra'ah answers the Rajba and says, Umazurai alai, what, the fact that you found it in the Ramban, why is it a question on me? The comment of Aram Namorim Epi Rav LeTalmid, there are many things that are told from Rebbe LeTalmid, Vuleikasav Kain, and when the Rebbe wrote it, he didn't write it that way. But the way he told his Talmud is something different. V'afadivir Rabbi Seinu Zal Amru, he says, you even find in Chazal. Now, what do Chazal say? Kan Koidim Chazara, Kan Lachar Chazara. Sometimes the Chazal say, well, if you have a stira, this is before he retracted, and this is after he retracted. It says it in the Mishnah, Mishnah loizazim im kaima, but they didn't remove the Mishnah. Now, when he brings that, it sounds like that the way he told his Talmud is changing from the way he wrote, and therefore, it's not such a raya that it's in written like that, because that's how the Gemara is. And that's how he continues. He says this happened many times in front of us. So the Ra'ah says, I'm going to write to you exactly what happened. And he says the story, Vinistapik and the Suffolk. And then he says, he continues, again, I'm paraphrasing, I'm taking out a lot here. And in this Inyan, he says that the Ramban wanted to handle with me like a person handles with his Talmidim. It almost sounds like that in other cases, he didn't handle with him like a Rabbi with a Talmud. I don't know exactly why, if he was his Talmud, but this, there was more. He wanted to really hear what I had to say. Says the Ra, I brought him my Chedushim. And I showed the Ramban, this is how I wrote it. And he had Hanah. And he admitted to me. So the Dr. Ra, so I'm telling you, even if you found it's written in the Ramban like that, but I'm telling you that I showed him what I wrote, and he was masking to me. And that's why I said it that way. Now, the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis. The Ra'ah wrote, as we'll see later in the Shir, Bedek Habayis, which was Kashas and the Rajba's Teres Habayis, and the Rajba answered them back in his sefer called Mishmeres Habayis. For a long time, it seems to be unknown who wrote the Mishmeres Habayis, but later on, the Rajba himself, in a place, says that I wrote a Mishmeres. So over there, the Rajba Mishmeres Habayis, in the old print on page Chaf Amud Chaf, he writes. Now, over there, the Rajba in Mishmeres writes very, very stark against the Ra'ah. It's very hard to understand like what was going on and why he did that. He says, Gam mikan tira, you'll see from here also, Shaloi Oma, that the Ra'ah was not Oymer al-Divra Ramban. Afa pishu mishtabeach kalayoyim. It's like the Rajba, even though the Ra'ah praises himself a whole day. Voimin, he says, Mayri Rabbeinu, May Shomar Kain, that my Rebbe, Muvuk, the Ramban says this. So he says, the Rajba saying that the Ra'ah was always Mishtabeach Kol Hayayim Amitalmid of the Ramban. And again over there on page Chaf Aleph, he says, V'oid Mikan Shalayaman. Here's another Raya that he wasn't Oymed, the Rajba's writing that the Ra'ah was not Oymed on the words of the Ramban. The Eino Oymer Moiri, so why is he calling him Moiri, my Rabbi, if he doesn't really chap who he was? El Shakech is Oizen. Because he wants to make people who didn't see the Ramban inside, so people will believe him, so to speak, to say, oh, he must know what he's talking about, if this is his Rebbe. It's a very stark array that the Rajba was saying about the Ra'ah, but what I want to bring out of that is you see clearly that the Ra'ah was constantly quoting his Rebbe, the Ramban. Now the Ra'ah had a brother named Rav Pinchas Halevi, and he seemed to have learned from him. Ksuvas Peches Amud Beis, Zokta Ra'ah, Vahai Pirusha, Marganisa, and this treasure of a Pirush, Mipi Moiri Achi, Natre Rachmana. So from my brother. In Brachas Lamagimam at Beis, he calls him Rabbeinu Achazal, my brother. again by the Baal HaMor, he called him Saba. Here he calls his brother Acha. Mefarish Taima, this interesting thing. I bamis and prepared the shiur last week. I didn't have kayach to say it because I was traveling, but it was right after Parshas Ki Tzeitze on Sunday last week. The Kan Sipur, he says, what's the reason of Aimer Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha Mishaskin Isai? Lekayim Inyan Ashkochas Hashem Ishbarach Mishar Minim Chutz Mina Adam. Kleimer Bikim Minuayim Veloy Protem. He says, my brother said, what's the whole Yisayid of a Kan Sipur Rachamecha? The whole Yisayid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to contrast the difference between Ashkocha Protis that Hashem has on animals, excuse me, and Ashkocha Pratis Hashem has on people. Then when it comes to animals, the Yisayid is Hashem, there's no special Ashkocha Pratis in the Machshavas Aram they call Ashkocha Klalis. Meaning that Hashem is going to make sure that the min of birds remains in the world. But the fact that each little bird should have its own Ashkocha Pratis from Hashem, that not. But people have, every person has personal Ashkocha Pratis from Hashem. So that's the whole difference. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Rachmanis on this bird that you found the bird's nest. That's not the Yisayid of it. He hasn't Rachmanis on this bird. He has Rachmanis to make sure that you don't get rid of a whole min. So there's a Kiyum HaMin. And he says, and I think this is the Ra'ah saying Pshat. I'm not sure if he's bringing it from his brother. Maybe the whole thing is from his brother. I don't remember. That it says by the creation, Yetziris ve'machayev v'oif, there it says lemina, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a kiyum hamin. I think the whole thing was his brother. Kiyum hamin. His brother said that's the pshat, and this is the pshat of the pasuk, the kiyum hamin. Mashen came by a person, there's a special hashkacha protis. So therefore, you can't shtel tzu, you can't say a tefillah, HaKadzibur yachin regir rachamecha, so you had rachmanis on the birds, by the bird nest, have rachmanis on us. Because it's a totally different type of Hashkachas Hashem. Now you'll say, which brother, how do we know this is his brother of Pinchas? Because if you look in Archas Chaim, in the dinim of Shiluach HaKain, he brings for Rabbi Aaron Halevi B'Shem Rapinchas Halevi, that the Ra'ah brings B'Shem Rapinchas Halevi. So when he quotes his brother Rabbeinu Acha here, it's referring to his brother of Pinchas. Now, over there in Brachas, the Ra'ah continues on different Taimei HaMitzvahs, and many mitzvahs that have to do with emunah, like he's bringing from his brother here by Shiluach HaKain. At the end, he writes, "Mizikeni Hashem Yisbarach." He says, "If Hashem gives me the schus, oida chaber v'zeh kuntris, I'll write another kuntris, or I'll write a kuntris levar by dvarim sheyogati behem shamati, to explain things that I toiled in and that I heard. I guess in the inyanim of emunah, it's not clear to us if he actually wrote that such a chibur or not. We surely don't have it." Now another one of his Rabbeim, besides his brother, was actually his nephew. The son of his brother Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Venisti. Meaning, the Ra'ah had a brother named Reb ben Venisti, named after the Zayda. This Reb ben Venisti had a son, Rabbi Yitzchak. So he's the Ra'ah's nephew. And the Ra'ah seemed to have learned by him. There must have been some type of age gap here in the brothers because he called his nephew his Rebbe. And we see this quoted many times. In Ksubas, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, Kach Pirish, Moiri HaChocham Rebbe Yitzchak HaLevi Zal, Ben Ochi Reb Ben Venisti HaLevi, Natri Rachmana. So it sounds like Rebbe Yitzchak was Nifter B'chaye Oviv. In other words, his nephew was Nifter while this nephew's father, the brother of the Ra'ah, Rebbe Yitzchak was still, Reb Ben Venisti was still alive, but he calls him Meiri Achacham. V'zehu Hanachan over there, he says that's the right pshat. The Ritva Yevamos Pei Gimel Divar Maschol Amar Mishmoy Shel Rabbeinu Hara. Over there in the old Ritvas, it says Haram. It's not Haram. It should be Hara. The meaning, my Rabbi, the Ra'ah. Ukroy by Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi and his relative Rabbi Yitzchak. He calls him his relative. Ritva Megillah Chavav Divar Maschol Amar Matzasi B'Nimuke Ukroy by Shel Rabbeinu Hachacham Agado Rabbi Yitzchak Zal. It says, I found in the chibur of the relative of Rabbeinu, and he writes, Natri Rachmana, so the Ra'ah was still alive. The Chacham Agadu, Rabbi Yitzchak, Zichrayin Elevracha. Ritva Kedushin Yotesti, Ramascha Vahashta, V'chein Ra'isi, Shabir Shachachan, Rabbi Yitzchak, Halevi Zal, Ben Achiv, Shomayri Harav, Natri Rachmana, V'nachanu. And the Ritva Kedushin, Chavkim Amad Beis, V'chacham Agadu, Rabbi Yitzchak, Halevi Zal, So again, the Ritva is quoting many times, so obviously the Ra'ah himself quoted his nephew as Mayri many times. Now, Brachas Memdalet, he brings Shemati mi pi Mayri Achochem Agodol Reb Yitzchak Halevi ben Reb Shmuel Zal. So it's not very clear who this Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Shmuel is. Nobody seems to know. So do they say that his brother, Reb Benvenisti's name was also Shmuel? Or is it just a mistake and it's supposed to be Ben Reb Benvenisti? Not clear, but that's another, he calls him again, Moira Chalch and Reb Yitzchak Halevi. Now this is an interesting thing also, very geschmack. It's talking about over there, Peris Genoisar. Peris Genoisar, these very juicy fruits that you have to eat bread just to be able to be soivel and eat the fruits. That's when bread is a tuffle. Look at him over there in Brachas. So he brings from this Achacham Agali Ritzak Alevi Meredik. You look in the Targum Onkelis, Naftali Ayala Shlucha, Hanoisein Imre Shofar. Zogt the Targum Onkelis. What does it mean, Hanoisein Imre Shofar? Vachsante Tehei Ma'avda Perin. His Nachala, his portion is going to make fruits. Ye Moidim Uvarchem Aleim. They're going to be Moide, praise and be Mavarech Aleim. So Zokta Reb Yitzchak Halevi, what does he mean, Moidim Umavarchim Aleim? What do you mean, going to praise them? He says, because since these fruits are never a tuffel to bread, the bread is always secondary to the fruits, so you're always going to make a brach on the fruits. Other fruits, if you eat them by themselves, make a bar of bread. If you eat them with bread, you're going to make a moitzi, and they're tuffel. But these fruits, you're always going to be Moidim Shabeach Aleim, because they're always going to be the ikker, these Peris Genoisar in the land of Naphtali, ve'niftarim b'pas kishar peris. Very geshmak pshat in the Targum Onkelis. Okay. In the Hakdama to Brachas, the Ra writes about another nephew of his, Rabbi Yeshua ben Rapinchas, the son of Rapinchas Halevi, and he writes about him as follows. Zalkein ha'isol ayad ochi Rabbi Yeshua Halevi ben adeni ochi v'rabi Pinchas Halevi. What did his nephew want from him? Bikesh limtzay divrei chayfetz v'hipil tchinasay lefanai lefarish lehilchus rabbein yitzchak avadzis atzal shem kamay talmud katan. He wanted to learn, and he needed someone to explain to him the words of the Rif, which is like a talmud katan, like a small shas. V'risi chayfetz achir yabishua. And he says, I saw the will, the want of my brother, he means my nephew, asher oireini alzeh, he's the one who awakened me to this. Why? He says, mini sharisi shavulav kamazmanim. He said, I saw my nephew, he went through many times in his life. Here, this rabbis vinyanim, a lot of things were troubling him. Uvenovas hazman halalav tunim, a lot of accidents happened. Batach b'shem yisbarach, but he had bitachon. V'nezar Hashem helped him. V'asi moy lahafli, and Hashem did unbelievable things for him. V'tzilu min amayim azeidainim, Hashem saved him from these deadly waters. V'gavrul av chesdei Hashem anemonim, and the chesed of Hashem overcame him. Atcha'obulav zman rav, the thing is, but it was a long time, shalo yochel likvei atzmei b'chokhmas ha-talmud, kasher kavu boi avos ha-verishayim. He wasn't able to learn the same way like his forefathers ha-verishayim. So Pashti was asking me for help. Reisi shekavanosu l'shamayim. I saw his kavanu was l'shamayim. V'rotza l'lman hilchus rabbeinu zatzal. And he wanted to learn the halachas of the Rif. Lilka mehem sapiru v'plinov. To collect from them all the pearls and the sapphires from the Rif, the jewels. V'liyoytzam l'zikaran tamen b'neinov. So l'zchusay in his merit. U'lizchus harabim afarish halachas. Says the Ra'ah. That's why I'm going to write a pirush on the Rif over there in Brachas. Now, in the Akdama to Sefer Habatim, Rav David Kaychavi writes, V'achrov after the Ramban, Kamu Harab Rabar Nalevi, the Ra'ah, Barav Shlomo ben Aderes mi Barcelona, the Ra'ah and the Rajban Barcelona, Hememidu Tamidim Harbe, they erected, they were maimed many Tamidim, Vechzira Atayra Liyoshna. In that tshuva that was in the tshuva Saritva that he wrote to the Rajba, he writes about himself, Ani mi aldusi niskadalti beveis hamedrash. When I was young, I was raised in the beis hamedrash. V'nahagti minig rabbeisav avoisa asher hayim migdoli Yisrael. And I went with the minig of my rabbeim and my forefathers who were from Gedoli Yisrael. V'imle yisakti bitziparin ketan shavim. And even if I didn't reach the small fingernail of them in learning, but lamadti mi midoisam. He says, but I learned from their midos, that in their hearts, that's where the chachma was. And everybody knows, and my neighbors are witnesses, shani mekabel kol shoyel kol meishe b'sefer panim yofes. He says, anyone who comes to me, I'm mekabel b'sefer panim yofes. V'soy mech dvarav, and I listen to what he has to say, and I support what he has to say. V'im nirim, And if what he has to say is correct, I agree with him, I admit to him, and I praise him. So in other words, I'm not so like stubborn as the Rashba was making him out to be. So he says, okay, so now let's go see who's right here. Then he writes, my svar, my chidushim, everybody has. There's no shaila about it. It's an open book. It's not like something that's hidden. Everyone can look. Hakol yava v'yiru. Let's go, everybody, look and see im kasavti v'kach, if I wrote what you claim that I wrote. So this was his shakla v'tari here with the Rashba. In Tshuvas Chachmei Provencia, Kiddush and Simeon Yates, Rabbeinu Peretz writes, Kibo Adover Lifnei Rabbi Seinu Shbarcelona, this thing came in front of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Seinu Barcelona, Marina Rav Shleima, Marina Rav Abarin, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, Lechach, Im Yetzid Var Malchus, Lifnei Rabbanim, it's talking about putting a person in Cherem over there, if this goes out, this Dvar Malchus from the Rabbanim, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, so Atzor Maskim Acharei, Rabbeinu Peretz says, I agree to them. That's an interesting thing. They lived under the rule over there. Besides, for if this is what the melech wants, v'achim means the priest as well, because the Catholics over there they were in charge. So memela, if you wanted to do anything like that, you had to have their rishus as well. But you see, the Rabbeinu Peretz refers to them as yetzid var malchus milifnei rabbanim. In the Orchas Chayim Hilchas Chametz Umatzah. Membeis, he says, Matzasi b'tshuva sheheshiv hu, meaning the Rashba, v'rabar and Halevi, a tshuva that the Rashba and the Ra'ah wrote, heshivu l'chacham Rabbi Yosef HaKayim l'tartusha, they wrote it to Rabbi Yosef HaKayim in Tartusha, and this tshuva that he's talking about is in the tshuva Saritva, based on a story that happened, Maisa Shehaya, I'm sorry, Tartusha, period. So again, they answered a tshuva together. The tshuva we quoted before, that's in Tshuva Saritva, that the Rashba and the Ra'ah were arguing, that's also Alpi, it starts off the Maisa Shaya Barcelona. So they were both the Gedolim in Barcelona, they both led Klal Yisrael in Barcelona. Tshuvas from all over came to both of them. They had their differences, but together they wrote tshuvas as well. In Tshuvas Rabbeinu Betzal Ashkenazi, Siman Reish Dalid, he says, the Chumash HaKasav HaRashba B'tshuva, about something over there, V'yatzli Miksivas Yad L'Rashba Zal, the Shita Mekubetzes, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi says, I have the Ksav Yad of that tshuva, the Rashba. Who was the Shoyal in that tshuva? The Shoyal was the Ra'ah, so he's even the Ra'ah asking the Rashba Shailas. Now we find some takanas that the Ra'ah made in Zaragoza. Now Barcelona is like on the eastern coast of Spain, and Zaragoza is 300 kilometers westward, and it's really in a different land. It's in Aragon, and Barcelona is in Catalina, so it's really different lands. But we find takanas that the Ra'ah made in Zaragoza. Some want to say maybe he was the Rav there a little bit. As we said before from the Sefer Talos Yehudim Misvarad that I didn't have, that the king at the time, so the king was the king of Peter III of Aragon. So he seems to have sent the Ra'ah and the Rashba as Dayanim. There was a Shaila, there was a judgment between the Kehila and Don Yosef Ibn Baruch about a certain house that belonged to the Hektish HaKol. So it seems that the king wanted them to get involved. I'm not sure if we find the Rashba's involvement. Again, I don't have that safer to see what other things he brings there. But we do find that the Ra'ah was involved in Zaragoza. Well, how do we know this? We saw this already in the Shir on the Rivash, in Tshuva, Shin Pei Ches, that when he came the Rav in Zaragoza, he immediately wrote to the Ran about different minhagim there. One of them was a minig to call out on Shabbos about people are selling karka, anyone who has a taina to come. And we brought this Shia the Rush, and he was very upset about this. The Ra'ah, you the Masa Umatan on Shabbos, and he writes, "Veherli Shtar Chosmi Takanis Ketumas." They showed me a signed Shtar from early Takanis Nasa the Tishim Shana 90 years earlier. Umaskir B'Shtar Ahu B'Tchilasa. In the beginning of that Shtar, it says, "Shabirurin V'Chalakol Tiknu Aitzay Takanis Be'Eitzah Shabar Nalevi." That these Takanis were made with the Eitzah of the Ra'ah. Now it doesn't say over there that he was the Rav in Zaragoza. And again, he just be'etz ha'ra'ah. So maybe he just came there to take care of the din Torah, and he was there for a little bit. Not 100% clear. Now that tshuva was written be'erech in 1372 by the Rivash. We said it there in the shir then. So 90 years earlier would be 1282, which is actually the time when Peter III of Aragon was the king of Aragon at the time. So that would mean about 1282, assuming that he was there at that time. Now, we know that in the next two tshuvas later, in Shin Sadi and the Rivash, the Ran answers him. We talked about it there. We showed how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. But the Ran answered, Kvar Hayrizakin, that the Ra'ah, Kvar Hayrizakin, he passed already. The kosher came, we could say it on the Ra'ah, Sheyar Rav Muvak, Avalhavad Leilais Avalah. The Ran said, you can't add on more. Behu, that you should make the announcement exactly like it says in the Takana, that whoever has a taina that they to this piece of land should come and say it. But the ending, we mentioned this in the shir there, you can listen more about Arichas, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and then the Mishnah Berurah over there. You can't say that if you don't, you lose your schos. That the Ran says Isser Gomer, She'ein Zem Mitakanos Izal, that's Mekach Memkar. So that you can't say, and that was not part of the Takana. Look in the Takana, it doesn't have that ending. El Adover Nafel Betos B'loi Safek, that's a mistake B'loi Safek to say that part. There's no way the Ra'ah was Mater such a thing. Now, in the Shir on the Ritva, we mentioned numerous things also about the Ra'ah. The Ritva in his Agadosh HaPesach, when he talks about saying Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, Lel Pesach with the Bracha, V'chein Hoya Mayri Natcher Achmon Oise, my Rebbe the Ra'ah did this, Maise, V'chein Hinig Bir Zarkosa Lom Beis HaKnesses, he made this the Minig in the city of Zarkosa to say it in the Shul, Uvnei Adam Kashalem Nea Minig, since people don't have this Minig, it's very hard for them to change, V'afal Pikein Emesir Adarka, that's the right way, L'misha Oise Maise L'Shem Shemayim, someone who does things Shem Shemayim, Umay Dala Emes, he should do so. Now in the Sefer Yisoid Olam we quoted before, he says, Achareim Bolit Tal Tula. Afterwards, Rabban Alevi came to Toledo, he says. Mizera Nisim, that's what we quoted from the Yisoid Olam. Sheba Mi'ir Barcelona Litol Tila. He came from Barcelona to Toledo. Now Barcelona to Toledo is much further. Toledo is in Castilla, which is the next kingdom over is Catalina, there's Aragon, and then there's Castilla, as much as Toledo central. I don't have the kilometers with me, but it's much further away. He came there, he writes, Bishnas Healofim Umemvav, which would be in 1286, and he was only there a short time, and then he went back to his land. Sounds like he went back to Barcelona. In the Sefer Mamorim Harosh HaAshkenazi Besfarad, page 402, there's actually like a shir, a poem, a song that a Talmud wrote. They call it Shir Gaguim. It's like yearning for the Ra'ah after he left Toledo. And he writes stanzas over there, Yodanucha, Verinu Gedula, we saw you, we knew you, and we saw Gadlos, Besamcheinu Bechavrasecha, Kirega, and for the moments you were here, we were happy that you were in our midst, Vinasata, and you traveled, you left us, Vainu Kachamim, was like we were dreaming, Bikarnu Bamalascha, Malascha Vesecha, Ali Kala Yakumim, and we were makir, that how great you were, how you're milus, Tizakeinu Bevayecha, we were zeicha, and you're coming. V'tizkel l'choltu v'asayis chesed v'rachamim. So there's this shir that a Talmud wrote after he left Toledo. Sounds like he was, like I said, like he was there for a short period of time. Now, in the Akdama of the Ra to Bedek Habayis Beis Hanoshim, he writes, Ach alkein acharei asher zakanti v'savti, after I was a zokein and a seva. So it sounds like he was zeicha to a long life. Tarich Hashanim. Now the Meiri in his Akdama to Avos, he says at the end, "V'arav Rabban Halevi hayoyim gevugula seinu marbitz teira b'mant pas man palei, whatever that is over there, man palei, however they write it." So the Meiri, as we know, was in Provencia, which is in France, and man palei is Hahar. And he says that there's Rabban Halevi who's being Marbitz Taira in our area, B'yeser Svivay Seha, today. Now, when was that? That was in the year 1300. The Miri writes at Beferish. So some want to say, so the Ra'ah somehow made it to Provencia, and he was still there in 1300. However, the Shem HaGedolim, the Chidah says, that he was nifter, Allah l'shamayim shnas nun gimel, that he was nifter in 1293. Some say, no, it can't be, because the Meiri says that it was Marbitz Torah in 1300, so it must be after that. Others say that Rabbi Aaron Halevi is not referring to the Ra'ah. I found in one of the Yeshura, and someone has a whole mimer on it to try to figure out who it was and who if it was the same person or not, all different things. But we do know that he was Zichr Nifter before the Rajba. The Rajba was Nifter in about 1310. So even if he was alive after 1300, he was Nifter a little bit after that, because the Ritva and Avodah Zarah and Hamad Beis, he says, Meiri Harav Aaron Halevi Zal Umeiri Harashba. So the Rajba was still alive, and the Ra'ah had already been Nifter. Now we know his biggest Talmud was the Ritva, and in the Shir on the Ritva, we said many things that about the relationship between the Ra'ah and the Ritva. We try not to repeat them, so you can go now and listen to the Shir on the Ritva and hear more things about the Ra'ah. In Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Ritva writes about the Ra'ah, Umayr Harab Zalya Machmer Yoisim Mikol Adam v'chametz v'pesach. My Rebbe, the Ra'ah, was Machmer more than anyone else in chametz and pesach. V'afal pi kein, and even though he was such a Machmer, he still put salt in his pas shel pesach, he calls his pesach dikah bread, just in the matzah shel mitzvah, the matzah of Leil Pesach, it has to be lechem ayini, he didn't put salt. It's a whole deon in, it's salt, machmitz or not. In Shulchan Aruch there's a deon about it as well, if the salt is machmitz, but for sure, for lechem ayini, it can't have salt. So, but what I wanted to bring out from there was that the Ritva says he was more machmer in chametz more than any other. Now, in the Lakdom of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Ritva writes, V'sheyesh b'seder shel Pesach roiv hadeyas l'chachamim, since in the Seder of Pesach there's many deyas, roisi lichtei mashanirli shu derech yosher l'leches bay, I saw fit to write a straight path of how to go in it, u'masha roisi l'mayra v'aranzal sheyos ha'maisa, like I saw my Rebbe Rabarin ois ha'maisa, which we surmise that the Ritva was at the Seder of the Ra'ah at least once to write what the Ra'ah did. We also, just to bring out the godless of the Ra'ah, we said this in the Shir on the Ritva, that we find that the Ritva, even though he might not agree with the Ra'ah at times, halacha l'maisa, he seemingly never will be chaylik halacha l'maisa on the Ra'ah, even though on the Rajba he will be, the Ritva will be chaylik, even though he's Talmud of the Rajba as well, and he even's chaylik on the Ramban, who is the next generation up, but on the Ra'ah, the Ritva holds that that's always the halacha over the other Rishayim. Now, in Chiddush Ritva Chadashim B'Metzia Yonam Adbeiz Dimal Maskel Rav Papa Umayri Harav Pirish Bazeh Pirish Acher, says my Rebbe wrote a different Pirish V'Kasa B'Chiddush Aruchin Sheli. Ritva says his Pirish is written in my Chiddushim Aruchim Sheigiu Sham, that he was Magia there. They write in the Magia on the Ritva Chadashim that it sounds like that the Ra'ah actually wrote into the margin he was Magia the Chiddushim of the Ritva Miksav Yodai. But Lein Yitzchaveli, he says, I'm not masking it. This is also another fascinating thing from a Hanhaga of the Ra'ah. In Drosus Reb Shua Ibn Shuib, I guess you pronounce it, in Parshas Emor, over there it talks about Nisparda Chavila. The Gemara says that, you know, he's supposed to be Kayin Levi, Yisrael get Aliyahs. However, if there's no Kayin, Nisparda Chavila, the rope has fallen apart. So the question is exactly what that means, Nisparda Chavila. So do you need to what does that mean? So the drashas over there brings that if there's no kayin, is Nisparda Chavila, v'yesh mefarshim, that what is that shalayikra loyshani, that even though it's true Nisparda Chavila, but you should not call the Levi for Sheni. You could call a Yisrael for Rishon. You don't have to give a Levi the first Aliyah if there's no Kayin. You don't have to do that if Nisparda Chavila. However, to give a Yisrael the first Aliyah and give the Levi a second Aliyah, that already not. Because really, the Levi's second Aliyah is if he's coming after the Kayin. But once you already gave a few people aliyahs, if you want to give a Levi Revi or Chamishi or Shishi, you can. The Ra'ah was a Levi, was Nayig, that if there was no Kayin, he would take Shishi as a Levi for an aliyah. Again, you look in Shulchan Aruch and those halachas to see how we pask in halacha lemaisa. We're Nayig only to give Achron to a Levi, if I remember correctly, or Maftir. Sefer Shari Tzion writes Varav Rabaran Gamkin Chibur Chiburim, he wrote Chiburim, he wrote Svarim, Upirish, Beroiv HaTalmud, in Roiv of the Talmud, we have very few of them. The Chidon Shem HaGadolim writes, Arach Chibur Chidushim Al HaTalmud, V'nitvisu, the ones that were printed, the Ksubas, Vani Risa Chidusha Vaksas Mesechta Ksav Yad, and I saw Ksav Yad and some other Mesechtas, Varitva, Umarin Rabbit Salah, V'chidushem, HaNitvasim, Shmaitza Bepumayo, the Ritva, and the Rebetzal Ashkenazi, and they're printed, Chidushim, his Ma'amarim are always in their mouth, always bringing from him. Varisi Psak Halachas, Loharok Savyad, and I saw a Piske Halachas to the Rok Savyad, the Chiber Pirish Halachas Harif, and he also Mechabra on the Rif, like we saw, now it's already been printed from Brachas on the Rif. Benitvas Bedek Habayis Loizal, and also was printed the Sefer Bedek Habayis, Hasogos al Teres Habayis Harajba, which is Hasogos and the Teres Habayis of the Rajba. Now the Chida continues, Margalab Bepumay Drabonan Basroi, it's Murgal in the mouths of the later Rabbanim that the Ra'ah is the one who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, V'yesh Lefafik, Sefer HaChinuch was written by one of the Gedolim in Barcelona, Talmud of the Ramban, it seems as well, and but V'yesh Lefafik, the Chida is not so sure about it, and if you want to go barichas into this, they all are mitzayin to look in the Hakdama of Mechon Yerushalayim's Minchas Chinuch, and they have all arichas about this, and I think it's possible that it was not the Ra'ah himself, it was actually his brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi, that's more possible. But that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Now in the Akdama to Bedek HaBayis, Beis HaNoshim that we quoted before, they said, Acharei Shezakanti V'Sevasi, I became very old. V'nifkechu Einai Lirois Kedushas HaBayis Hazeh, my eyes were open to see the Kedushas HaBayis Hazeh, of the Teres HaBayis of the Rajva. Godu Chepsi Lovei El Beisai, I desire to come into his house. Likonis lifnei v'lifnim mamish come all the way in l'chapes to search v'loser v'livdek esam yofa v'neiris ner lekim to check it out with the candles of ner lekim k'dei sheyetzu dvarim lamitam so that the things should come out, the halacha should come out lamitam v'niskavavnu melachtein l'shem shamayim and we're mechaven that this should be l'shem shamayim v'yushsmeichem k'nisinasam and together with my kashas and birurim it will come out smeichem nisinasam misinai. So that's why he wrote the Sefer, Bedek HaBayis, but that was his Akdama to the second half of Beis HaNoshim. In Akdama to the beginning of the Sefer, he writes, Achibra Asher Karo Teres HaBayis. He called it Teres HaBayis, the Rajba. Valkein Karasi Tshuva Seilu Bedek HaBayis. Since he called it the laws of the house, I called it the Bedek HaBayis. Levishyesh Bedaiti Loser Acharov Uledakte B'chol HaShemotze Bedek. Where everything needs to be strengthened. To be fixed up and to be strengthened, to be renovated. So I'm calling it the Bedek HaBayis. Teres HaBayis, you make a house, Bedek HaBayis, you fix it up. It's interesting that in the second half, by the Beis HaNoshim, he goes much more about Arichos and trying to explain himself of why he's doing this. I'm not sure in the order of what he wrote it. And if you remember the Ramban, when he wrote Mohammed on the Balamar, the first half he was much darker, and the second half, he was more, so to speak, he says, I calmed down a little bit in my older age. I don't know if the same thing happened here with the Bedek HaBayis in the first half, with the first one he came like Bedek HaBayis, and the second half, I got, I got old already, and it's called L'Shem Shamayim. He's much more misnatzel, he's much more trying to, show why he's doing it. Now, the Rajman is Akdama to Mishmeres HaBayis, again, it's Bilam Shem, we don't know, but we later on, it comes out, it's the Rajba. He writes, to answer the questions, V'nei Balishmeres Mishmeres HaBayis, I'm coming to be Shomer Mishmeres HaBayis from the Bedek HaBayis. Now, as we know, if the Mishmeres HaBayis, like people thought, was written by someone else, so maybe there was like a Harifus to stand up for the covet of the Rajba. Even if it was from this base midrashi of the Rajba, perhaps they felt that there was a need, but it was very, very charif. Now, we know that the Ramban was very charif on the Balamar, but that was because they were standing up for covet of the Rif. The Ramban wasn't standing up for his own covet. Now, the Rajba, who wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis, is sort of standing up for his own covet, and again, with a very, very strong charifus, it's a bit hard to understand why this was necessary. It must have been necessary for some reason. It is a little bit hard to understand. Another interesting thing that I met on is, that, you know, one of the things the Baal Amor came, like, I'm here to help out the Rif, I'm going to make it so great with all my kashas, I'm here to fix up the Sefer and make it out to be, you know, very good. That we said this in the Shir in the Baal Amor. And it could be that's one of the reasons they were very like, you know, you don't have to, so to speak, Chas Shalom and Toyim Rishayim over here, but you don't have to help out the Rif and Adarabba, like, why are you doing that? Now, over here as well, when the Ra'ah wrote his Akdamir to Bedek HaBayis, it almost sounds like the same Lashinus that the Baal Amor was writing to explain why he's like, you know, I'm here to help out the Rajah, make his Sefer better. It's almost very similar Lashinus. Together, it'll be an unbelievable Sefer. Again, I don't know why that bothered the Rajba so much. Again, the fact that the Ramban stood up for the Rif's Covet and the Ravid stood up for the Rif's Covet, that we understand. The Rajba standing up for his own Covet is a little bit harder to understand in these Sharfkites, but as we're, you know, as we, as Avada, Anachnu, Afilu, Kechamerish, or Pinchas Ben Yar, we're not, and as Rabbeinu Peretz wrote about both the Rajba and the Ra'ah, for us, but again, when we learn it, we're trying to understand and give a picture. Just end off that the Shema Gedolim, the Chida brings that Reb Chaim Vital writes that the Ra'ah was Nafshe Mishayrish Kain, v'hu Gilgul Rav Acha Mishab Chagayin. He was Gilgul Rav Acha Mishab Chagayin. What this means, I don't know, but that's the Chida felt it was important to write that for Reb Chaim Vital. This is the Ra'ah. Zechusa Yogin Aleinu V'Alkal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody. This is the last year before Yontif. Ksivuch Simatayv Agutke Ben Shar. Imali Hashem Kol Mishal Aslibchem L'Tayv V'Shitaka B'Zeichet to Aziza and Hatzlacha Deke Yara Yara V'Geula. And Bez Hashem will pick up after Yontif. It's going to be a little sporadic after Yontif as Bez Hashem, my son, is getting married. B'Shotayv V'Mutzlachas Tesvav Cheshvan. So we'll see how things go. But Be'ez Hashem, we will continue after the Yomim Tovim. Kol Tov.